Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, Stoic Squad. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of wisdom and real talk, bringing you another episode of Everyday Stoicism. You know, life's a whirlwind, right? Between deadlines, scrolling through endless feeds, and the never-ending to-do list, it's easy to feel like we're just constantly chasing the next thing. We're always thinking about what's next, what happened in the past, or planning for some imaginary future. But I am here to tell you there's a whole world of richness waiting to be experienced right now, in this very moment. Today, we're diving into the art of being present. Think about it. When was the last time you truly savored a cup of coffee? Or felt the warmth of the sun on your skin? How often do we rush through these everyday moments, our minds already miles away? We get so caught up in the future or start dwelling on the past that we miss out on the beauty and simplicity of the present. It's like watching a movie but keeping one eye on your phone. You're there, but you're not truly seeing it. Being present isn't about ignoring the world around us, it's about engaging with it fully, with all our senses. It's about cultivating a deep appreciation for the little things that often get overlooked. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of being present. First off, let's talk about mindfulness. It's not some mystical practice reserved for monks on mountaintops. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your breath, your thoughts, your feelings all without getting swept away by them. Think of it as mental training you're learning to observe your inner world with curiosity and acceptance. Next, let's ditch the constant multitasking. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once, but actually accomplishing very little? We think we're being productive, but we're just scattering our attention thin. Focus on one thing at a time, give it your full attention, and see how much more satisfying the result is. Third, set aside dedicated presence time. Schedule it in your day like any other important appointment, 15 minutes of quiet reflection, a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of tea without distractions. These moments of intentional presence can be incredibly rejuvenating and help you reconnect with yourself. Ever felt that surge of calm after a good workout? That's the power of focusing your energy on one thing. It clears your mind and allows you to truly be present. Now, let's talk about technology. It's an amazing tool, but it can also be a major distraction. Put down your phone, close your laptop, and give yourself permission to unplug for at least an hour each day. You'll be amazed at how much more focused and productive you feel when you're not constantly bombarded by notifications. Finally, practice gratitude. Taking the time to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your perspective and bring a sense of peace and contentment. Think about those little everyday joys: a warm shower, a good laugh with a friend, the sound of rain on the roof. Savoring these moments brings us back to the present and reminds us that happiness often lies in the simplest things. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having dinner with loved ones. You're surrounded by laughter, good conversation, and delicious food. But instead of truly savoring each bite, each shared story, you find yourself constantly checking your phone, thinking about tomorrow's to-do list, or rehashing an old argument. Sound familiar? That's missing out on the beauty of the present moment. Now, picture this. You put your phone away, turn off your notifications, and give your full attention to your loved ones. You listen intently to their stories, you engage in lively conversation, and you truly appreciate the taste of every bite. That's being present. It's about choosing to be fully engaged in the experience, not just physically there, but mentally and emotionally invested as well. Remember, stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions or pretending everything is perfect. It's about accepting reality with grace, focusing on what we can control, and finding strength and meaning in the present moment. Being present helps us navigate life's challenges with greater resilience, appreciation, and joy. So, let's make a conscious effort to live more fully in this moment every single day. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some simple ways you practice being present in your daily life? Share your thoughts and tips in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay strong, stay present, and keep striving for a life of meaning and purpose. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.